Residents on parts of the New South Wales Central Coast are being told to boil their drinking water and sponge bath their children after an outbreak of the E. coli bacteria. The bacteria was found during routine testing of the water supply for the towns of Carryong and Mount Penang. As Lindy Kerrin reports, thousands of people have been affected by the outbreak.
The E. coli bacteria was first discovered in the Carryong water supply last Thursday. Follow-up tests were carried out confirming the results. Dr. Wayne Smith is the director of the Environmental Health Branch of the New South Wales Health Department.
A possible cause could be that the surface water that's coming into the system might be a bit dirtier than usual. That can happen after heavy rains that we've been having. And then the chlorine levels that get put into the water supply are not sufficient to kill off all of the contamination, the waste that might be coming into the water supply.
About 5,000 people have been affected by the outbreak. Dr. Smith says they've been told to boil all water used for drinking and cooking for at least 2 minutes.
We're recommending that it should be boiled for the purposes of drinking, cooking, washing of raw foods, making of rice, pets drinking water and cleaning teeth. It's okay for adults and older children to use it for bathing in, etc., so long as they don't swallow any of the water. But because toddlers do tend to swallow water that they're in, we recommend people keep the water away from their mouths unless it's boiled and just to sponge bath them.
So what's the situation this morning? How is this being treated?
But there's been an increase in the amount of chlorine being put into the treated water supply. A boost of the chlorine levels should be sufficient to kill off any remaining contamination in the water supply. And we're retesting the water from yesterday afternoon and today. We'll be getting urgent results back to make sure that the chlorine levels are high enough. When we're satisfied that the chlorine levels are high enough to be killing anything that might be in the water that could possibly be of human health problem, then we will rescind the boiled water alert, but that will depend on water testing that's happening yesterday and today.
The health department says at this stage there are no reports of any illness caused by the outbreak.
Lindy Kerrin.